So do you know that we're almost at the end of the year? Do you know which year I'm talking about, though? Did I hear church year? No, calendar year? Christmas. Well, it's snowing. You know, since it's snowing, there's no Thanksgiving break. You skip ahead to Christmas break. So you guys lose out. No, I'm kidding. This is the last week of the church year. So the church, our Catholic Church, we operate on a little different calendar than we do in, like, normal life. So, this upcoming Sunday, does anybody know what we celebrate this upcoming Sunday? Yeah. Advent. It's the first Sunday of Advent. And Advent means kind of like new beginning, a new thing. So, when Advent starts, which is usually around right after Thanksgiving, that's the new church year. So, this is the last week of the church year, and I think it's fitting that it works out that we end the church year this year with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up. So you guys, today and tomorrow, then you're off, right? That's it? Holy smokes. Huh? Today's Tuesday. Never mind. See, I had Thanksgiving last night. That's part of the reason I'm thinking about this. Long story short, my dad's having a surgery on Friday, so we had to do Thanksgiving last night. So I'm still kind of sleepy from the turkey. One of the things that I always did, especially when I was in the seminary, I still do it now, is whenever I get like to the end of a semester or to the end of the year, school year, but especially when you get to the end of calendar year or the church year, I always try to take time and think back on that past month or year, whatever it might have been, and to think of everything that's happened. To think of all the good things, to think of maybe some of the things I wish had gone a little different, and even to think of some of the things that weren't so much fun. This year, there's a lot to think about, and there's been a lot of things that haven't been so much fun. But I'm not going to focus on that now because this is a good week. We can worry about that later. What I want to focus on is Thanksgiving. So who can tell me some of the things you're thankful for? But you got to be real loud because I, with mass and stuff, can't hear. Yes?
I'm thankful for going out with my family to play Pokemon at night.
Play Pokemon with your family? Excellent. Very specific. Your parents, good. Way in back, anybody? Family. Sugar?
Shelter.
Oh, shelter. I thought sugar. I'm like, that can't be sugar. One more. Grandma, grandpa, grandparents are awesome too. You know, what I'd like you to do when you get on break, when you get home and you have time off this week, is to think of all the different things you're thankful for and think of all the things that have happened in this last year. But in particular, think of the ways that you experienced God. So, you know, we're thankful for shelter and family and all those different things, which is good. And we got to remember that all of those great things, you know who they come from? They come from God. They come from God. They're gifts, they're graces, they're blessings from God. It's not from anything we did. Our family, they didn't just appear out of the sky. They're examples of God's love. And so, when we think back on this last year and we think of maybe some of the tough things too, even in those tough moments, the challenging moments, some of our unhappy moments, even in those things, God is giving us messages. He's calling us to something, and he's showing us his love. It might not always feel like it, but he is. And so to kind of have that reflection as we close the church year, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, it's really important not to see these next few days as just time off from school. As fun as that is and as good as that is, that's not what's most important right now. What's most important is to take quiet time. You either by yourself or with your family, and to realize how God has entered your life. I can tell you, the more you can get in that habit, whether it's daily, weekly, whatever it might be, the more often you can do that, the happier you're going to be, and the more in tune with God you're going to be. You've heard me say a million times, maybe even a million and one, you got to have a relationship with Jesus, right? You've heard me say that? Head nods? Yeah, good, okay, unless you're sleeping during my homilies. One of the ways that you build that relationship is to see where God came to you, to see what Jesus did for you in a day, in a week, in a month, whatever it might be. I know in talking with a lot of you, you like to pray at night before going to bed. So to have those few minutes and to think, okay, what was the good from today? How did Jesus talk to me today? What were those grace-filled moments today? And now we have the opportunity to kind of take a little bigger view, a little broader picture, and to look at this past year and see all the awesome ways that Jesus loves us. Because whether for kids, adults, whoever it might be, and I can say from experience, it's really easy not to take that time and then miss a whole bunch of stuff that happens that's really Jesus speaking to us and showing us his love. And when you stop and you start making a list, kind of running through your head, all those different ways that you realize that God's in your life, that list gets pretty long and you end up being amazed. It's a really cool way of praying. So if I were to give you any homework for Thanksgiving break, it would be that. To recognize the gift of your faith, the gift of being able to be here, but to take that quiet time and maybe ask your parents if they want to join. You can give them homework. You can say it came from Father Dennis. No, just kidding. But to maybe say, hey, can we take some time and give thanks and think of the ways that God has blessed you and your family. Because Thanksgiving, the holiday, it's a secular holiday, a civic holiday, but there's also great religious importance. You know the word Eucharist? Does anyone know what that means? Literally means? Maybe? No? Way in back. It is the body of Christ, you're right. The word itself, like the definition, means thanksgiving. So how interesting that when we come here around this altar, and we come here for this sacred meal every week, every day, it's like a thanksgiving, it's a Thanksgiving meal. It's not turkey, but it's something way, way better than turkey. It's, as you said, the body of Christ, which doesn't nourish us just for a little while, but nourishes for our whole life. And that's the greatest gift that we've been given and the thing that we should be most thankful for. So, have a very, very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. Stay safe, be smart, and be healthy. Is that a deal? It's a deal? Okay. Know that I'm praying for you, Mrs. Fisher's praying for you, Father Dennis and all of us here, and just know how thankful we are for all of you and the faith that you share with us. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody.